This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, we got some good news. Chocolate, alright, may be healthy for you. Oh, yeah! Actually, I don't know if it's good news for me, because the more of you guys that eat chocolate, the faster we accelerate the shortage that unfortunately has been predicted for the year 2030. So I don't know how happy I am with that. But apparently, we are being told that eating chocolate will help the heart. Now, not so much help the heart in preventing heart attack. We know it has a lot of sugar. We know it has, especially with the milk, chocolate, can add cholesterol. But they say it can help prevent atrial fibrillation. Now, we talked about atrial fibrillation. It's a nasty, nasty condition where the electrical current in your heart starts to become asynchronous and not very predictable, such that the heart can't beat, you know, ba-boom, ba-boom, like it does because of the electrical current. Instead, with atrial fibrillation, you get a boop, 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 boop. So your heart doesn't know how to pump really, really good. So atrial fibrillation has been kind of scary. We've seen it linked to energy drinks. We've seen it linked to a variety of different conditions. But they say chocolate may help prevent it. Now, the study was published in the medical journal Heart. And this was published, I believe, yesterday. And the study looked at adults who snacked on chocolate 1 to 3 times a month. And they found that they were 10 to 20% less likely to suffer from atrial fibrillation, or what we call AFib, okay, than those who didn't even touch chocolate. So for the study, researchers analyzed long-term data regarding the diets of more than 55,000 people in Denmark. Participants, including men and women ranging from 50 to 64 years old, submitted information related to their eating habits when they entered the study between 1993 and 1997. Researchers then pulled data from Denmark's National Health Registry and determined which participants had been diagnosed with AFib since the study first started. They found nearly 3,300 people had been diagnosed with the heart condition over an average of 13.5 years. So after they looked at the study, they realized that people that consumed about an ounce of chocolate a week, man, I consume an ounce per, you know, thumb full. You know when you stick your thumb in like some chocolate cake and then you know, man, that's probably about 3-4 ounces just there. But they say, based on data submitted at the start of the study, people consumed about 1 ounce of chocolate per week by the end of the study seemed to have less likely AFib, okay? They say for women, eating just one serving of chocolate a week resulted in their having the least likelihood of AFib diagnosis. I'm sold. They had me at chocolate. I don't even care about the whole AFib risk. Just tell me that I can eat some chocolate. They say the biggest risk reduction for men came from consuming 2 to 3 servings of chocolate per week. Oh, man, men have it so good. Gosh. They say 6.1 million Americans estimated to be suffering from AFib, according to the CDC, the study's lead author, Elizabeth Mostovsky. Now, she's from Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston. Yeah, I guess you could be a part of 2 schools. That's pretty good. She told Reuters that the research proves eating moderate amounts of chocolate could be beneficial for people suffering from the ailment. Okay, now, by the way, atrial fibrillation is pretty much the most common type of heart arrhythmia. Yeah, you may have sinus tachycardia or sinus bradycardia, but in terms of being an arrhythmia, atrial fibrillation is the most common one. So basically, the heart's 2 chambers, the 2 atria, will beat at a different pace than the 2 lower chambers, and unfortunately, that causes less of a good beat. When you don't get a good beat, the blood, unfortunately, then slushes around. If the blood slushes around, it starts to coagulate. When the blood coagulates, it starts to form a clot. So now you have a deadly clot sitting there in the heart, hanging out near the valves, and they could, you know, be shot out to the brain. They could be shot out to a variety of places, and that's not good. So having atrial fibrillation now not only puts you at risk of heart failure, maybe even heart attack, but also at risk for a stroke, a very, very high risk for stroke. So we give you blood thinners, and we try to control your rate. Now, they say chocolate is not the only food that's been shown to help combat heart disease. Back in 2016, researchers found Mediterranean diets high in fruit, vegetable, fish, legume. Now, they found that reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease by 33%. Okay, now, I am not into legumes. I am not into fish. Fruits and vegetables I'll eat only when I have to. I have a salad for lunch with no dressing. You guys are going to be so proud of me. I'm going to eat a salad for lunch that has no dressing on it. I'm just going to sit there and munch on the lettuce. I'm probably going to have to poop a lot later tonight, but that's okay. Listen, guys, here's the thing. You know, these studies, they make headlines, and we get all excited in the news talking about how chocolate is healthy, and, you know, we're able to spoil or tease the next segment saying, yeah, chocolate could be good for you. So everybody says, I'm going to wait till commercial. After commercial, I'm going to listen, you know, to see what the news outlet is talking about with that. But, you know, people, here's the thing, okay? You're not going to sit there and eat chocolate to prevent heart disease. I think a good diet has a variety of everything. You got to get some fish in you. You got to eat some vegetables in you. But you got to eat some of the things that God's earth gave us. Okay? And, you know, cocoa beans are on this earth. True, we kind of muck it up with a whole bunch of sugar and, you know, milk and, you know, all sorts of other products in there. But, you know, the cocoa bean, you know, definitely has some, merit and some, you know, good qualities to it. Just like the coffee bean. I think the coffee bean is probably pretty, pretty healthy. And because we see all these great studies when it comes to coffee. So whatever is kind of grown, the types of foods that are grown that we're able to turn around and make it into food, I'm a fan of. Plants, we're going to be talking about marijuana. Apparently, Vermont governor vetoed the legislation that would have legalized recreational marijuana. We'll tell you what's going on there. But, you know, I think certain plants and certain things on this earth are good for you, but it's just in moderation, people. A little bit here, a little bit there. The problem with the coffee studies is the coffee studies, when they say that's good for your heart, prevents cancer, and good for the brain, they say you got to drink like 5 to 6 cups. Are you kidding me? 5 to 6 cups? 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you racked up more than $10,000? In credit card debt? Are you barely getting by? Making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thanks for all to, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So medical tents on the sidelines, relaxing on the celebrations. We got some new rules that the NFL has passed, is passing for 2017. And so, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced, some pretty interesting changes. And, some people are happy with them, some people are not. But, one of the biggest things that people were talking about, was the, end zone celebration rules. Okay? Yeah, this is crazy. The NFL has been known as the, quote, no fun league, even though they're the National Football League. And apparently, they have had to crack down on these end zone celebrations. Like, for example, when Antonio Brown made that touchdown against the, what was it, the Redskins a few years back, and he twerked and he did some pretty good dancing, and apparently it cost him $24,000, $24,309 fine. Team got a 15-yard penalty because he wanted to wiggle his tushy. I mean, if I made a touchdown, I'd want to wiggle my tushy also. I, you know, many of you guys have seen my tushy. It wiggles whether it's on purpose or not. And the NFL, you know, they've been kind of frowning upon these celebrations, like, you know, twerking and snow angels. And I guess one collegiate team, they have this rowboat. You guys got to look up on YouTube. Apparently a touchdown is made. And so the guy runs over in the end zone. He gets on the ground, and two others follow him. And they basically make the formation of a rowboat, and they sit there and start rowing when they had made the touchdown. I love this kind of stuff. Okay, I could watch these players sit here and celebrate all day. Well, the NFL hasn't liked that. And so apparently they started to restrict some pretty tight rules, and you got some pretty hefty fines, and the team got some penalties. And I guess the reason why is they wanted to promote good sportsmanship, they wanted to stop taunting, they wanted to prevent fights in the end zone. You know, you got somebody shaking his tushy, you know, and going, hey, you know, we want you to, you suck, whatever. Okay, that's going to start a fight. So the NFL said, look, let's kind of, you know, stop this, okay? But unfortunately, people are mad. And Ezekiel Elliott, this is where these rules started to go too far. Last time when Ezekiel Elliott rushed to the end zone for the Dallas Cowboys, the Salvation Army had this big, huge, you know how, you know, Christmas time, you drop money into the, you hear the bell, and the Salvation Army, you put money into the kettle. So there's this big, huge kettle there, and Ezekiel Elliott jumps into it, and we're being told that he's going to be fined for doing that. Now, him jumping into the Salvation Army kettle, and I have this picture up on my webpage at DrDahlia.com, you know, it brought a lot of attention to Salvation Army. So I thought it was some damn good marketing on his part, and he shouldn't be getting fined. Now, it turns out he didn't get fined, and Ezekiel Elliott ended up giving $21,000 to the Salvation Army. So here's the thing. Okay, we got 16.5 million people watching, apparently, each year. It actually dropped a little bit from last year when it came to football. And, you know, people want to see their players make a touchdown. They want to see them dance. They want to see them bow. I mean, I'll show you. I have a bunch of pictures on my website of, you know, them enjoying themselves. But I guess now the rules say, look, you are allowed to use a football as a prop. You can celebrate as a group. You are allowed to roll around on the ground if you like. So the NFL said that if you do make a touchdown, you make it to the end zone, they will let you roll around on the ground. You could do snow angels, okay? So apparently, look, this is science. Look, I love the NFL. So right now, teams are, you know, dissecting these rules on what they get to do. However, no twerking. And for those of you guys that don't know twerking, it's where you poise yourself, you have your butt sticking out, and then you shake and thrust the pelvis. And that's called twerking. I don't know why that's the latest dance move, okay? You know, what Elvis did was, I think, a lot cleaner than the twerk move. But I guess the twerk move is supposed to be now the big thing. So we got some rules here. There's also some other rules, but I figured I would kind of break that down for you. So here is the, here's from Commissioner Goodell. There is no set time limit on how long such celebrations can continue. Okay? Because people want to dance around. They say, but the league is placing an emphasis on speeding up the pace of the games. So the 40-second play clock will begin once an official signals a touchdown, and teams will have to snap the ball for their extra point play by the end of the clock. Now, that makes sense. Basically, you know how you kick for the extra point? Okay, they're not going to hold up the game to wait for people to do the rowboat, to do the snow angel, to do the Michael Jackson, to do the hula hoop, okay? To do the, you know, they're not going to hold up the game. So I get that. The 40-second play clock will start, so that will then be indirectly an incentive, right, for people to get the hell out, you know, off the field and allow the kicker to do what he has to do. Hey, league officials will review celebrations during the preseason and anticipate providing guidance as the regular season progresses. Former player John Runyon, who is in charge of on-field disciplinary actions, will decide the fines. Two other former players, Derek Brooks and James Thrash, will hear appeals for the players. It's ridiculous. This, hey, look, this is news. I'm here to tell you guys the news, and this was big news. In Chicago, for the annual spring meeting, NFL owners also announced changes to the overtime period and the Super Bowl hosting schedule. Owners are going to cut the overtime period from 15 minutes to 10 minutes for all games. Apparently, coaches were concerned that too many players were exhausted and risked injuries at the end of the extra period. The change will include all preseason, regular season, and playoff games. And I'm glad about that because overtime, wow. Overtime stuff. Overtime's like where first person that scores wins. If it's a touchdown, if it's a field goal, then the other team plays. And, you know, the overtime rules, it's like another Bible, right, of rules. Excuse me. Like another Affordable Care Act in terms of pages and pages of rules. But I got to tell you, 15 minutes and double overtime, it's just too long. So one overtime for us is enough. That's, in fact, what game was it where they just tied? Was it Cardinals and Seahawks where just the game kept going on and on? They were still tied in overtime. They're like, you know what, the heck with this. L.A. is going to host the Super Bowl in the year 2020. So that's kind of interesting. That's kind of one of the new things, all right? But another thing that I like is medical tents. Medical tents are now going to be a permanent fixture on the NFL sidelines. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced at the Spring League meeting that the small mobile units have gained such popularity at the college level because when these people get hit and hurt, they have to be driven off the field to go back to the locker room. And I'm like, where, you know, we got to examine them on the sidelines. Whenever I helped out football players or any sort of players, you know, we didn't have a medical tent. I mean, I would, you know, would bring them to the sidelines, and that's where I would work with them. The problem is you need some privacy. And so colleges have had these medical tents. And, you know, plus, you know, you have a real, real bad injury. You don't want to delay time. So apparently these little mobile units are going to have doctors and trainers in there able to do their job without the crowd bearing down on them from the stands. You know, a lot of times, you know, somebody gets injured, and then what ends up happening is people are yelling at them, you suck, no, I hope you die, and, you know, it's like, you know, they don't want to get, so they could go to their sideline, which is kind of their, you know, safe place, their happy zone, and get looked at. It'd be great if they have some portable x-ray units, etc. And so, according to the Commissioner Goodell, said, we also spent a fair amount of time on health and safety, as we normally do. Dr. Alan Sills, our new chief medical officer, is here, and he obviously made the presentation to the membership. He's only 3 weeks into the job, but there are several things that he reported on, including this year, we will be using medical examination tents on the sidelines, which you may have seen to some extent on the college level. It's an opportunity for us to have a better examination because it will ensure privacy for a short period of time so doctors can go ahead and make the appropriate diagnosis. And so the tent is going to save time and still allow a nice atmosphere. Apparently, they say the most critical time in evaluating an attack or a injury is 5 to 10 minutes after the injury. So I think that's a good move. I like what they're doing. The commissioner conceded that Oakland was a bigger market than Las Vegas. And there is the league is starting to warm up to the Raiders' future home, which is going to be my hometown, Vegas. But L.A. is going to get going to be the site of, I believe, the Super Bowls, the next Super Bowl, Super Bowl in the year 2022. Tampa, Florida now has 20-year 2021. All right. Pretty exciting stuff. I love football. I really do. A lot of Tom Brady stuff with his wife saying that he had a concussion. Brady was never listed on the medical report. So there's been some, you know, hope to love about that. But I guess, no, Tom Brady's still good. Still handsome. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
You've heard heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Vermont Governor Phil Scott has vetoed a bill that would legalize recreational marijuana in Vermont. He announced the decision today at a press conference at the Pavilion Building in Montpelier. The governor said he was not philosophically opposed to marijuana, but lawmakers have to address certain issues before committing the state to legalization. So apparently the bill would have legalized adult possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana and allowing Vermonters to grow a couple of plants at home starting in the year July 2018. The legislation would have set up a new study commission to consider adoption of a fully regulated marijuana market. Scott said he read the text of S-22 over the weekend and found some of his concerns were addressed by lawmakers. He had been worried about how highway safety would be affected by legalization and how the bill would protect children. So the version of the bill is now dead, and the legislature can create another recreational marijuana bill in January when the new session begins. But there's no guarantee lawmakers will do this, they say. And they say it's the second year in a row where they attempted to legalize recreational marijuana. Last year, lawmakers in the Senate and the House of Representatives had two plans. They could not create a compromise bill and ran out of time. So that's got to be very, very frustrating for people in Vermont who want marijuana. But then I do have to commend, you know, Governor Scott for, using caution. It's very easy to jump on the marijuana bandwagon. And as we know, you know, trying to get, legislation to, fix things once we notice that we have a little bit of a mess is more difficult. And so you got to get it right the first time. And so I'm a huge fan of, us starting to allow patients to have more access to marijuana, especially those who are having, loads and loads of pain. But, there's some issues that are starting to creep up. There's, stink. There's, teen use. There's, driver use. Apparently, we were getting reports that in Colorado there were increased, accidents, but increased impaired drivers. And the problem is we're not getting good data. We're hearing marijuana's bad. We're hearing marijuana's good. And we need to get data from somebody that's not going to bias it and say, look, tell us, are more people relaxed when they're on the road? Because they smoked a joint a week ago. There's still a little bit left in their system. And they're like, hey, you know what? I'm not going to speed. I'm not going to do road rage. You see, these are some of the things that have to be looked at. Okay, on one end, the majority of us are nervous about people driving under the influence, having low reaction times, not paying attention, falling asleep at the light or falling asleep at the wheel, because marijuana could obviously be sedating. So, there's that happens. But then on the other end, I'd be very interested to see the studies on road rage. We have had enormous spikes in road rage. And, what's been going on there? People that smoke marijuana seem to be less, uppity. Like, Ain't no thing but chicken wing. It's okay. It's all good. He wants to pass me. It's all good. Maybe people on marijuana won't drive that fast. Maybe they're like, I'll get to work when I get to work. I don't need to race. I don't need to cut anybody off. It's all good. So it'll be very interesting to see what the studies show. Either way, I'm telling my kids, only drive here, drive there, and then get the hell off the road, because I don't know who the hell's driving. Filtered cigarettes are not as safe as you think, as they cause a rise in one of the most common types of lung cancer. Overall, lung cancer rates are down, but not for adenocarcinoma. And they're blaming cigarette filters. They say smokers may perceive light cigarettes as a less dangerous option, but a new study found that they could be even more harmful than traditional smokes. They say lung cancer rates have declined. Woohoo! Yeehaw! But the rates of adenocarcinoma, which is the most common type of lung cancer, have risen dramatically over the last few decades. Then they say light cigarettes are to blame. Scientists at Ohio State University Comprehensive Cancer Center, Arthur G. James Cancer Hospital, and Richard S. Solf Research Institute. Woo! It's a lot of people in one room. And five other institutions. Oh, my gosh. Man, sounds like a big lab. Wanted to know why the rate of adenocarcinoma was increasing. Now, adenocarcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, all you have to know about that is, it's a cancer coming from the type of cell. So, squamous cell versus adeno, it's the type of cell. When you look at it pathologically, when you look at it, under the microscope, squamous may be more squashed looking, whereas adeno may be more cuboid looking. So it's a cell type, and the cancer rises from a certain cell type. Colon cancer, usually an adenocarcinoma. Pancreatitis, adenocarcinoma. They're more of a vicious type of cancer. Very juicy, I like to use. Scientists, Dr. Peter Shields, who's a medical oncologist at OSUCCC, specialized in lung cancer. Study author said the research shows a relationship between the additional holes in light cigarettes and the increased rates of adenocarcinoma. So they looked at clinical trials performed on humans, and they found that the holes let smokers inhale more carcinogens, toxins, and mutagens compared to regular cigarettes. So do you guys get that? The holes in the filter allowed a pathway for more carcinogens, toxins, and mutagens to get through. They say what is especially concerning is that these holes are still added to virtually all cigarettes that are smoked today. They say 50 years ago, more holes were added to the filters to make light or high ventilation cigarettes. And the change was a strategy to try to make the cigarettes healthier. And it kind of fooled smokers and the public to thinking these cigarettes were safer. Filtered cigarettes without ventilation holes were commonly sold in the U.S. in the 1950s and 1960s. He said they were added to some brands during the 60s and have dominated the market since the 1970s. And he says the filter ventilation holes change how the tobacco is burned, producing more carcinogens, which then allows the smoke to reach the deeper parts of the lung. The deeper parts of the lung is where the adenocarcinomas more frequently occur, as opposed to the more central part with the squamous. So, they say one-third of lung cancer cases used to be adenocarcinoma, now 80 to 85%. So, he says there's a correlation, according to his interview with Healthline. So, do you remove the filters? Dr. Shields said no. He said there's a lack of research on the impact of filtered cigarettes before they had holes. He recommends studying the impacts of just taking out the holes, as there could be some unintended consequences, such as the cigarettes becoming more toxic. Researchers also should also examine making the size and the amount of holes universal among all cigarettes types. Right now, they kind of vary, so it's hard to, you know, watch and classify and quantify. But they say adenocarcinoma is going up, and so, people are going more toward the... the problem with e-cigs, I know some of you guys are texting me e-cigs. Here's the thing with e-cigs. E-cigs haven't been around long enough, I don't believe, to constitute them being the culprit of the rise. Okay, we know that e-cigs need to be studied. There's a lot of suspicions we have with e-cigs, but I think this is too early to tell if e-cigs were a part of this. They could be. They could be within the mix of the adenocarcinoma rising, but we've been using filtered cigarettes. My mom was smoking filtered cigarettes in the 80s, so we have a lot more data and a lot more years in which the filtered cigarettes had been around. So, for those of you that smoke filtered cigarettes, this may be a concern. So I strongly urge you to read up on that. Again, whether you're smoking filtered or not, this is, again, a perfect example of how nature wins. Man tries to think he can outsmart nature by going, look, you're not going to get cancer because what we're going to do is we're going to put a filter. This filter is going to be light and airy. It won't take in as much tobacco. You won't be exposed to as much tobacco. Yet, unfortunately, the heat and the combustion could produce chemicals that you're breathing in. And a filtered cigarette may actually be more of a conduit to deliver the bad stuff to your lungs. So you got to be careful. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So drug overdose deaths in New York City, the Big Apple, have shot up by 22% so far this year. We're only talking 5 months. The city has seen 344 overdose deaths so far this year, up from 283 in the same period last year. They say each overdose will get the same focus, that we do in a homicide, according to NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce, said at a city council hearing on public safety. Cops saved 271 people from overdoses so far this year. So those who died, 344, cops were able to save 271. And then think of, you know, all the numbers of overdoses that occur where people try to, you know, take them into the shower and smack them in the head or let them sleep it off or whatever. So my guess is this number is far higher than we think. And so scary stuff. We'll keep you guys posted. And New York is in the news, however, for another reason. We're being told that Uber admits to underpaying New York City drivers millions of dollars. This is according to New York Daily News. Uber is said to pay tens of millions of dollars to city drivers after cheating them on wages since the year 2014. The San Francisco-based eHail company said Tuesday that it had miscalculated the commission it took from the drivers, taking its 25% cut before accounting for sales tax and a fee for a workers' compensation fund. We're not sure how much money Uber is, is going to repay, but they say tens of thousands of drivers, including those who are no longer active, will receive an average of about $900. The Independent Drivers Guild said it represents 50,000 members for different rideshare companies, meaning it could reach about $45 million. Without disclosing the total amount, Uber said it is, quote, committed to making it right by paying every driver every penny they are owed plus interest as quickly as possible, according to regional manager Rachel Holt. They say we are working hard to regain driver trust, and that means being transparent, sticking to our word. Woo! I'm sure those Uber people are mad. That makes sense, because I was in New York last year, and an Uber driver refused to pick me up because I had a big suitcase and I wanted to go to the airport. Oh, no, I needed to go to Long Island. They're like, I'm not taking you to Long Island with that. And I was like, you know what? For an Uber driver, you're kind of Uber mean. And now I think we know why. So that's an Uber issue. I live in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas made some global headlines. Apparently a tourist is suing Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas after he suffered injuries. Now, what kind of injuries would he have suffered, Planet Hollywood? He said there was a mannequin in his room, and he thought the mannequin was an intruder. And as he fled, he injured himself. Said a tourist is suing the Las Vegas Strip Hotel, complaining that a life-size mannequin in his darkened room caused him to flee and suffer injuries. Kent Jacobs Boutwell of Southern California filed the lawsuit last Monday against Planet Hollywood Casino. He is seeking $10,000 in damages. Said, I've got some experience handling, casino cases, according to his lawyer. This was certainly a new set of facts. Caesars Entertainment, I believe, owns Planet Hollywood. And I guess they have mannequins in nearly 2,500 hotel rooms, a spokesperson said, where the rooms are decorated with memorabilia. Now they're being removed as part of a renovation that's going to wrap up this year. Boutwell said he was shocked and surprised by a human figure when he entered the darkened hotel room in the heart of the Strip in May 2015. As he tried to escape the room, thinking that there was a person inside, he suffered serious injuries. It turned out the human figure was a mannequin wearing a Miller Lite racing suit that was locked in a glass cabinet. You know, I gotta hand it to him. I would have been freaked out also. These life-size mannequins always make me do a double take. When I'm at Macy's or, you know, I'm at the mall, and there's something that's life-size, and I look because I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, is somebody there? And now, by the way, also in Las Vegas, you know, you have these brilliant entertainers that will sit there and freeze. So you go to Caesars or you go to some of these places where they're all in kind of a pewter or a chrome-looking makeup, and they sit there, and they stand there, and then all of a sudden, after about a half hour, they move, and you are freaked out. So anyway, apparently he hurt his body, his limbs, his organs, his mind, and his nervous systems. Then this could be permanent and disabling. That is some crazy stuff. So he has to pay medical bills, attorney fees, pain and suffering, and wages and earning potential. $10,000 will cut that. That doesn't make sense. $10,000, I mean, you guys know what medical bills cost. You know what attorney fees cost. I mean, that attorney's probably going to be taking $3,000-$4,000 easily. you know, for the one phone call, right? I mean, permanent disability? That doesn't make any sense. I think, wow, well, all right. It's a lot. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So hospitals are right now scrambling for baking soda. One of the simplest of drugs, even though it's not necessarily baking soda, but sodium bicarb is used in a variety of settings, and we're finding that it is in short supply at hospitals around the country. And it's causing crucial surgeries and other treatments to be reprioritized. Now, the drug, the sodium bicarb solution, which is also known as baking soda in our pantry, is used in chemo regimens as a poison antidote, helps patients whose blood have become acidotic, among other uses. And they say that the nation's two lone suppliers, and we only have two suppliers, okay, Pfizer and Amphastar, are suddenly unable to give medical facilities the sodium bicarb. We have a sodium bicarb shortage all of a sudden. And so, you know, we've used sodium bicarb in a lot of emergent settings. And so I'm a little nervous about that. Right now on the FDA website, according to Fox News, they say there are dozens of drugs said to be currently in shortage, many of them critical generic injectables. Some pharmacy officials even harbor suspicions that manufacturers aren't investing enough to ensure adequate supplies because generic drugs are not the moneymakers, according to Ars Technica. They say some hospitals have compounding pharmacies. They could whip up their own generic drugs, but that doesn't solve the larger drug problem. This is pretty frustrating, as you could tell. According to University of Utah drug shortage expert, notes that Pfizer and Amphastar cannot guarantee more sodium bicarbonate supplies until at least June, maybe not until August. Okay, this is where we are dealing with, and this is so frustrating. This is where companies need to make profit, or they are not going to get off their butts and, you know, spend the time and the money and the research and development and the staffing and all the other costs, the overhead, to make the drugs, even generic drugs. You know, sodium bicarb, you would think, look, we got baking soda for crying out loud. The thing is when you do these sodium bicarb solutions, they got to be sterile. I mean, we saw what happened with that one compounding pharmacy, right, in Framingham. I mean, they got to be sterile. They got to be bottled. They got to be labeled. They got to be, and you know how expensive it is to have staff and all the other stuff going on. You know, the liability, the insurance. Oh, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got David. Hey, David, how you doing?
Hi, doctor. You know, I was spurred to call when I heard you talking about the software problems with the, was it like Uber or whatever, but it just as you were talking about the oceans there, I remember reading a science fiction book a while back, and it claimed that you could, or it was sodium bicarbonate issue.
Right.
There was this plan some years ago, it might even have been written about with Captain Nemo and Jules Verne, that you could actually mine the oceans from above, you know, that the minerals in the seawater could actually be mined. So I'm just wondering if they couldn't get their sodium bicarbonate some way like that.
You're right. I mean, yeah. Dave, man, I'm sorry. Oh, we're out of time. I wish I knew you called sooner. I'm sorry. But look, Dave, you're right. There's a lot of things we have in this earth we could use, you know? All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.